AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Dueling diplomacy today over Russia's Ukraine invasion. Sagar Magani's been following it.
Chinese President Xi Jinping was at the Kremlin.
Мирного плана.
Where Vladimir Putin said Beijing's proposed peace deal could be a basis for ending the fighting in Ukraine when the West is ready. But the U.S. and its allies have shown no interest in a deal they say would only benefit Moscow. After he met with Japan's prime minister, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his team has sent its own peace formula to China without getting a response. I'm Sagar Magani.
Meantime, the Pentagon is speeding up delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished older model. Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
DOD, in close coordination with Ukraine, has made the decision to provide the M1A1 variant of the Abrams tank, which will enable us to significantly expedite delivery timelines and deliver this important capability to Ukraine by the fall of this year.
Oklahoma's Supreme Court has overturned a portion of the state's near-total ban on abortion, ruling women have a right to the procedure when pregnancy risks their health, not just in a medical emergency. Stalled contract talks prompted tens of thousands of workers in the Los Angeles Unified School District to walk off the job today, the start of a planned three-day strike. A new report on home sales. Rita Foley has the numbers.
Sales of existing homes surged in February to the fastest pace in 6 months as home buyers took advantage of a modest drop in mortgage rates and a slight pullback in prices. Existing home sales jumped 14.5% last month from January. The typical home price was $363,000. That's according to the National Association of Realtors.
And Switzerland's government has ordered Credit Suisse to suspend employee bonuses after orchestrating a plan for it to be taken over by rival UBS. This is AP News. A New York grand jury investigating Donald Trump over a hush money payment to a porn star appears poised to complete its work soon as law enforcement officials prepare for possible unrest in the event of an indictment. Our Julie Walker's there.
Here at the courthouse, barricades are everywhere. Over the weekend, Trump said he'd be arrested today, but he didn't base that on any evidence. So far, there's no indication that's happening, but he urged supporters to protest, and the NYPD says it's ready, monitoring social media and gathering intelligence. Because the grand jury meets in secret, it's unclear where the case goes from here. Meanwhile, there's a separate hearing today in another Trump case, the New York Attorney General's civil case. The defense is looking to delay the trial because of discovery and other issues. In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.